So, welcome to Extra Funny.
Extra Funny is extra funny.
Are y'all tired? Y'all tired? It's been a heavy week. A lot of extra work and stuff.
Yep.
I woke up with the diarrhea this morning.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was bad.
Woke up again.
Yeah,
that's brutal.
It jolted me out of bed.
Oh my gosh!
I woke up like this.
And I can't completely say that I was completely bummed by what I ate for breakfast, because you know I was having the issues.
Yeah,
I had saltines for breakfast, and I absolutely love plain saltine crackers. I don't even have to have anything on them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Just and they'll get away from you too, because once you start going down the sleeve, same thing with Ritz. I'm the same way.
I would rather just have a plain Zesta saltine than a Ritz, or and probably even more so than a club cracker, too.
I love a club cracker, though.
I do, too, but I like them more with salads.
Mm-hmm.
But just if I'm going to eat a plain cracker, just a regular old saltine.
Wait, you eat those crackers that come with salads? I never eat those.
The little thin
one? Yeah, the little captain's wafer.
Oh, God,
it's just a little,
really?
Little bit of salt.
It's so much better. If I go to a salad bar,
yeah,
I'll get a bunch of those, and I'll sit down, and I'll take a bite of salad and then a bite of that cracker. And if I could just crumble them all up on top of the salad, that would be good, too.
Really?
I love them. Yeah.
Do you use it in place of a crouton type situation?
I'm not big on store-bought croutons.
Right, I forgot.
Snop.
It's like eating rocks. Like garlic rocks.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about croutons, but the fact that you draw the line at homemaker, that's just funny.
I mean, they're so easy to make. All right, so we have a lesson on women's bodies. A little educational trip down, I was going to say down the female cycle, but that doesn't sound. Just hang on, we'll get to it next. Here we go. Extra funny. So we should have our little introduction thing done either tomorrow or the next day. The big voice guy saying it's extra funny. You know.
Yeah.
All that. But, you know, this is the way a lot of podcasts just, I mean, they're not highly produced like radio shows are. So.
No, we don't even need it.
You don't think so?
No.
I wish we could play something really funky, though, like some sort of a Calvin Harris project or something. Really get this party started, but we can't because it's copyrights.
Yeah, can't play music of any kind, I don't think.
Unless it's something we pay a subscription to, like this music we just played.
Oh, somebody made that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can tell we bought it on a budget.
Yeah, well.
Somebody's kid.
With an iPad.
He's like, and a keyboard, a Casio, and an iPad. We were just talking about on the regular old show that the first movie that featured the word vagina was a Disney movie. It was an educational film they released in 1946, and it was called The Story of. Now, how do y'all pronounce what women's bodies go through that starts with an M?
Menopause.
No. Monthly goes through. Monthly.
Oh. It starts with an M. Oh, menses?
Yeah. How do you pronounce the whole, like the real word, the whole word?
Menstruation? What do you call it? Menstruation.
Menstruation?
But how do you pronounce it when you say it is what I'm saying.
I know
how to pronounce it. I'm saying
say menstruation, yeah.
Menstruation?
Menstruation.
Mm-hmm. It's an either or. It's a menstruation or menstruation. Either one is acceptable.
I should know that. I say it all the time.
I know, and that's the thing. Men don't. Never. How do I say it?
I think that was the first time I've ever said it.
It's very likely that it was for menstruation.
Because now we would say menses just to be, you know, where we don't have to say menstruation.
You did throw me off, though, with the M. I thought it was menopause, too. I was like, how else would you say that? M.
Menopause.
I still don't know what a monostat is. What's a monostat 3? Is that a pregnancy test?
It's Monistat 7. It's a yeast infection medication.
Okay, that was going to be my first guess before I said Menzies. I was like, Monistat?
Apparently the
number... Okay, I got to give... Hey, look, today is not the day I'm going through Monistat right now.
I didn't know.
Is that what are the other numbers for Monistat? I never knew that there were seven. I've only heard of like five, I think, right?
No, I thought the product was called Monistat 7. I'm not sure though.
I thought it was three.
Three?
And there's a Monistat 1 too.
That's for your butt.
But it is a yeast infection medication, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's Monistat 7 is, yes.
Mm. Yeast infection. Ooh.
Oh, they're all for those. It's just yeah. one is a one-day treatment, one is a three-day treatment, and one is a seven-day treatment.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
So if it's real bad.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that the Monistat 1 is a prescription, maybe. I don't know.
It's the maximum strength. It is not a prescription.
No?
It's just dropping a nuclear bomb in your in your
vagina. Yeah, everybody's got to evacuate.
It's like
a roach bomb.
Yeah, fumigate in your house. That's that sucks.
Women got to deal with some
hell
crazy
yeah.
shit. Bless mm-hmm. them. Bless them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's their own damn fault, right?
Yep, it's Eve's fault. They're number one soul sister.
If you track it back.
She ate that fault. Apple and the Lord said, Menzies for everybody. Here on out. Labor pains, Menzies, all of it.
You get it all.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, he's like, and Adam, you're going to have to deal with it. Yeah. Because you left and allowed her to eat of the apple. So now, Adam, she's going to be crazy acting part of the time and going to be in pain and irritable and all these other things. And then you're going to have to deal with it. Good luck.
Good luck,
I
brother.
Bet you next time you'll listen to me, won't you? You listen to your daddy. Mm-hmm.
You brought this on yourself.
Mm-mm-mm. You let a damn snake talk to you under this?
Yeah. Mm. I like God has this thick southern accent. Do you picture God having a southern accent?
No.
When you hear God's voice in your head, like he doesn't have an accent, why not? Mm.
Because I picture his not having an accent one way or the other.
Really?
Just like a big voice announcer.
Yeah, booming.
Okay. You know.
It's like a big voice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right. TJ.
I said do not eat of the apple.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I gave just you one rule.
Yeah.
Kind of like a not... Always sounding like a big announcer, but always having that type of, like, you remember Bill Curtis's voice? The Bill Curtis from American Justice.
Bill
Curtis. I'm Bill Curtis. And he was in Anchorman, and he mm-hmm. said, Ron Jeremy is the balls. Well, when he's talking in regular voice, he's just got that deep, clear, mm-hmm. perfect voice, perfect diction.
You can feel it in your plums.
Yeah, I don't picture the Lord using incorrect grammar.
No, probably not. No. You would pick it apart, though. Like, thanks for reaching out, God, but it's actually there. It's actually have not.
You didn't say whom?
Yeah.
We don't, even if you're God, we don't end sentences and prepositions.
Do you ever hear it as a woman? Can you picture God?
Hell no.
That was a trick question. Almost got you with that one.
Did you?
I was about to say, I don't think you even remotely got it.
And if I were single and I met a woman to date or possibly marry, and she told me that she heard his voice as a woman, then we'd no longer have a future.
Yeah, you think?
Because the Bible says it's not a woman. And Bible even says that women shouldn't be preachers.
He's called the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Yeah. And we don't even want to get into whether or not he thinks that fathers can be mothers, too. Because he don't.
Spoiler alert.
He didn't say, I send you my non-binary offspring to save your soul.
Ooh, I'm glad this is extra funny.
Well, he didn't. Those are facts. You can argue with those facts.
You're not wrong.
I didn't say, harm anybody or anything. But when we're talking about redneck things and how, you know, if God sounded like a redneck, you know, I was thinking today that one of the most old school redneck ways to describe a woman, I used to hear old men say all the time when I was growing up. So if you see, oh, you know who I'm talking about? Oh, big titted girl.
Oh, what?
What? Oh, big titted girl. Would really? Have, if they couldn't think of somebody's name and she had large breasts, they would call her oh, big titted girl.
Oh, big titted girl. And it was kind of well, like, oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about now?
Not necessarily. Yeah. It's just like that's the way to describe them. You know, it'd be like saying, you know, brown haired girl. And mm-hmm. we go, what, brown hair? Well, that's too generic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, big titty.
But then they may expand on it and go, you know, old big titty girl rides around on the horse all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It at least does eliminate some possibilities. So it does narrow it down for you, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had an interesting experience at the gas station the other day. I was walking up to get beer, and I'm standing in line, and there are two old guys, like older guys, that clearly didn't have shit to do that day, standing on either side of the register. And they're talking over customers, like, and just kind of recounting their day. And I'm like, here we go. Like, you know you're going to be somehow the butt of the joke or something, like, between these old guys that are, you know, got their elbows up on the counter and just surveying everybody that comes in. I'm like, y'all go to one side or the other. I don't want. And luckily, they didn't bother me. But they said getting the party started early because I had beer. And it was, like, you know, early. And I was like, yeah.
Look at this son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to drink at 12 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I throw you off the other day when I drank two of your beers, Riggins?
No.
I know you.
No, please.
But you get in your routines and stuff, and I don't want to throw you out of that.
There's a constant flow.
I know, but if you had to stop at the store like one day before you normally have to get beer.
No. Like if you had taken my last two beers, that would have been a different story, but no.
You know, I would have never.
No, you wouldn't have done that.
Mm-mm.
But I also wasn't planning on drinking that early. I said, all right, well, I guess I'll just keep the party rolling.
Hell yeah, brother.
Lunchtime beer. I like a lunchtime beer.
I do, too. I like an anytime beer, usually. I don't drink it in the morning. We're on vacation and stuff.
Yeah,
handsome husband Michael will start drinking beer at like 8 o'clock.
Oh,
I mean.
He doesn't care.
I can't do that.
Me either. I cannot.
There's a new country song out called Beer for Breakfast.
Beer for breakfast.
Sounds great. Is it? Who does that?
Zach Top.
Oh.
He's a new up-and-coming star.
Everybody named Zach in country music now.
That's true. Zach Brown, Zach Bryan.
Which, by the way, Zach Bryan is too close to Zach Brown.
I agree. Zach Bryan. Especially if you put a little southern accent on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bryan.
So what did he do the other day? And then he came out and apologized and groveled and
Zach Bryan. Yeah, you're right. I remember.
Did he
that.
Say something about Taylor Swift or something? And then he had to come back and just. Well, he didn't have to. He just chose to.
Well, they were torching him online.
Yeah, he came back on his hands, like on his belly.
Yeah,
apologizing, groveling over like three Instagram. What he had posted, it was after the Chiefs and Eagles game, and he said, "Eagles are better than the Chiefs. Yay is better than Taylor Swift."
Mm.
And he said he was drunk. He said he was drunk and got on Twitter, but people were just ripping him. Like, how could you do this? She's a fellow country star. And he's like, so much. She's done so much for the genre, and she's an incredible person and the most talented musician of our generation. And I'm so sorry. And I would never want to say anything. And I mean, it was going on and on and on, like at paragraphs.
Yeah. And I'm sure that did a lot of good. They probably, every one of them went, oh, okay. Well, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, once you start apologizing and stuff like that, you're just putting blood in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but.
The Swifties are intense, man.
She hasn't been and hasn't wanted to be part of country music in years.
Yeah.
Didn't she actually say, I'm embarrassed to be, you know, involved in that backwards stuff?
I've not heard that.
Was it her that said that? Maybe it was one of those other. But. Yeah, she's no, what do you call it, ambassador for country music.
Yeah.
She hadn't done country music in 10 years or more. Oh, shit, she's almost 40, isn't she?
No. She's probably 32, 33.
Hmm.
No, maybe 34.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
34, yep.
Yeah.
She'll be 35 this year.
Might as well be 40. Is that how that works, Rob?
Shut up.
Even when he says the proper age, he can't leave it alone. He can't just stop with, she's 34.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Or I'm 37. I'll be 38 this year. Okay. Well, we know how shit works.
I missed that. I totally missed that.
You know,
you're right,
because I finally got him off of saying I'll be when somebody says, how old are you? I'll be 37 next year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 36. Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
I guess.
But still, he just can't say it. It's just, he's got to follow it up with something else. I mean, now, if it was some sort of a crazy kind of phenomenon where, you know, he's still, Taylor Swift is 34. She'll be 37 next year.
Yeah.
With 90. Leap year and all that bullshit. Then that would make sense. It's like Monica that used to work for us. She would always be, I just turned whatever it was, you know.
Yeah.
I just turned 32. Well, when's your birthday? In 3 weeks. Okay, well, you're almost 33. I just turned 32. Huh? But I always thought it was bullshit when old men would say, I don't even remember how old am I? And they'd ask their wife, how old am I? I used to think that was crazy, but now I've found myself doing it.
I do it all the time. I'm like, am I 36? No. 37.
Yeah. I'm the double nickel.
You are.
I just made 55 No, it's not October yet. I made 55 a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing country people say. Somebody made whatever their age
made
is.
Made it.
Yeah, he made 31 last year.
Yeah.
That means he's almost 32. He'll be 32 this year. He'll make 32. So how old are you? You're 38 now, Rob? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll be 40 next year.
I'll be 75 in two shakes of a lamb's tail before you know it.
That's how time works.
But anyway, Taylor Swift hates country music. I'll go ahead and say it. She hates country music and hates everybody associated with it. That's what we started out talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
In my humble opinion, she does.
Yeah.
So take that, pick up your purse, and go home, Zach Bryan. I don't know anything about him personally, so he may be able to kick my ass, but because I figure he's a lot younger than I am.
He does look a little rough and tumble, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. Not now. Not
in
groveling
that.
At Taylor Swift's feet.
On an Instagram story. Yeah, she's like, oh, please. Yeah, man.
God. I respect her so much as a musician. The last thing I want is people thinking I don't appreciate and love that she's done for music. Okay, that's the last of it. It's like,
ugh. They must have wanted his head on a stake.
Yeah. Let him have it. It'll be an outlaw, man.
Yeah.
Be an outlaw. Oh, look at this. We got to go. We're way over the time here. That means we've been having fun.
Giving people extra.
Yeah. All right. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.